My question is, involves understanding the Shenhuang or dependent nature according to the Chitta Mantra and the Shenhuang or Jhamma. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to start with the Chitta Mantra and then mm-hmm. Shenhuang. As I understand it, there's sort of two aspects according to Chitta Mantra, the eight consciousnesses, which is sort of the impurified, and then the self-aware stream of consciousness. The question that I'd like to ask involves the process of purification from the eight consciousnesses to the pure one, which seems like it has to do with removing the seventh consciousness, the ignorance. And if that's true, then what is the relationship between the alaya and the sixth sense consciousnesses to this stream of self-aware pure mind? Is it another
Once the seventh is gone, you mean?
Once the seventh is gone, in that purification process, I'm not sure if all that's left is that self-aware mind or if the other
eight six
and the other six are mixed in.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Tene ne gyurvetse namshi da da peshen mongi wong tu chena namshi katsu yore kunshi tan namshi duk kanga domne namshi din yore ve ne gyurvetse Kare reise na nyon mong pa chengi yi te ma dakpe shen mong desu. Dakpe shen mong gi wong tu che na nam shi katsu yore. Rang rik de la.
Re tabi jeman tanda rang zong ke yi ki liten te tana kya vata su tabi jeman rwa.
La re.
Tene tabi jeman te nam shi choje ne jor te nam shi choje jentor pa yik te nam shi choje ne su ta te Yixing ngā rā nē jō yōntu, tēne tē tāku jēmā rē. Yixing ngā xā rā yōntu tēne, yixing ngā yā rā nā sā jī ma jā pa rā wā mē rā kia kare.
When, in terms of the mind-only system, that is in this context of a change of state, the pure aspect, the pure dependent nature, then at that point, one no longer speaks of eight consciousnesses or seven, whatever, because at that point a change of state has taken place. So in place of the eight consciousnesses, there are the five wisdoms. And at that point, pure appearances are experienced through the five wisdoms.
Rangin was a Chinese Gavare. Going in now, he just don't chat nails of Tarnan. Dipsy, then try on the Don't chat nails, Tapate, Chichi Yinki, Kiri. Going in now, he just such a nails of Tapate, Melon Yikiri. No moon by Kinji, eat and try by kick the nails of Tapate, Yamaniki, Kiri. Yejanamki nails of Tate, Yejanamki and try by nails of Tate. Then, over the Jervate, so sort of we here. Gong and Nanki Nes Tate, Gong and Nanki Gentle by Kate, Gong and Nanki, or such a chum on the Jervate, then Tanda Savatu.
So, the all basis consciousness has two aspects in terms of its true nature, emptiness and clarity. So when a change of state has taken place in terms of realization of its empty nature, that then relates to the wisdom of Dharmadhatu. Then when there is a change of state in relation to the luminous nature of the all bases, that relates to mirror-like wisdom. A change of state in relation to the seventh consciousness results in the wisdom of equality or sameness. A change of state in relation to the sixth consciousness, the mind consciousness, results in discriminating wisdom. Then, can I continue?
Oh, yeah.
Which one? Where did the seventh, a change of state of the seventh consciousness results in the wisdom of sameness or equality. Then a change of state in terms of the sixth consciousness, the mind consciousness, results in discriminating wisdom. And a change of state in terms of the five sense consciousnesses results in all accomplishing wisdom.
Then the similar repetitive sungota the sena, then same genie long mato of a cap so marek pare, then yota yotinta so madai gamare, same genie long to umbacaps around zone yiki, around zone yiki ta yiki get takunama to the takwa gim.
Lare, same
some. Malare to sungota.
Rasu,
that he sent some day say good. Ah, say
Yeah, so as was just mentioned, when Rinpoche quoted Milarepa, when there is no realization of the true nature, then the subject-object relationship relates to the impure dependent nature, whereas when there is realization, as we saw that related to self-arisen wisdom, then that relates to the pure aspect.
Ranzon yeshi ran danda yondo ve tela ta te te kota yeshi te na wa kya te.
You see, the Tibetan word for self-arisen wisdom is Rangjong Yeshe. So, if one takes the word self-arisen, the self part, Rang, Rangde.
Kare, Rangjong Yeshe.
Rangjong Yeshe la kogyare.
Kare, kare.
The Rangjong. Well, self-arisen wisdom can be related to either the unmistaken aspect of the perfectly existent nature or the pure aspect of the dependent nature, either. According to the Samsung, want to
Samsung, you want to say, Patanta, Della, Samsung.
Well, one actually has to distinguish which system one is talking about.
Ranzong ye, same genelo, Ranzong ye hitam, Ranzong ye hit on the same and nature to the so,
For example, there is this text called Distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata by Maitreya. According to Nipa Rinpoche, that text then relates both to the mind-only system and the Shentong system. There is the part which explains the way in which confusion manifests due to the power of habitual patterns or tendencies. That explanation, the way in which deals with the way in which confusion arises and manifests, relates to the mind-only system. Then there is another part explaining self-arisen wisdom, how self-arisen wisdom is, and how one actualizes self-arisen wisdom. Actualization of such wisdom then relates to a complete change of state. That explanation then relates to the Shentong system.
그냥 따반 타통도 설치해 봐요. 배나 따반 타토 엄마 단절도 따와. 따반 타토 단절도 내가 이나. 되네 옌동다 센산이 깨과래서 옌동다 센산 제발 세고고요. 따반 타토 옌동도 내가 왕도세나. 되네 센산 단 옌동도 제발 세미게 보고.
Whether there is a difference between the mind-only system and the Shentong system is viewed differently by different systems. According to the Prasangika system, they are the same. There is no difference in terms of how these systems assert the ultimate view. Though in terms of the Shentong system, there is a difference between the mind-only system and that system. And how ultimate view is
asserted.
So, masters of the Shentong system, when expounding their system, then have clarified the differences between these two systems. So, Jamgul Kongtun the First, in his Treasury of Knowledge, in many different parts of that text, then makes distinctions between these two systems. So, according to him,
There
are differences between these two systems. Then different masters of the Shentong system, then in presenting that system, differ slightly. These differences are also presented in the Treasury of Knowledge.
If one
asserts the Prasangika system to be the ultimate, then one would not see a difference between the mind-only school and the Shentong school. According to the Prasangikas, then both systems or the way both systems assert the ultimate relates to a subdivision of the mind-only system called literally the true aspectarians. That system then is called the true aspectarians because they assert that appearances are real in that they are mind, so the aspect of consciousness which relates to the perceived object is asserted to have true existence in that it is a projection of mind, and mind truly exists.
Yendong ka te rantong sober se ne rantong so don na yang kaji pita batan kagamar karasena kunchin pema karpotang karma bamachu to tila sopa rantong sobre yendong ka te rantong sober to bar.
So,
rantong sober se ne yang.
In the Kagyu tradition, one may emphasize the Rangtong system as great masters of the past, such as Pema Karpo and the 8th Karmapa Nikyo Dorje have done. Such scholars have refuted the Shentong system and established the Rangtong system, though in actual fact there is no contradiction, since in relation to that, it's a certain system that is emphasized, at which point one would refute a system that differs from the system one emphasizes. So, these scholars then have refuted the Shentong system and established the Rangtong system as the ultimate.
Dene taban thato yentong to do na yan dene kaju tangaga kaju kaju loksa tangaga mara kare sena karma par rangsong dor che ta sudde ten be ni je tan jangun lo tin thai tis dene taba yentong to na.
Then, if one again considers the Kagyu tradition, there are other great masters of the past, such as the 3rd Karmapa, then one of the Situ class, I don't know which number it is. and Jamgung Kongtrul the 1st. These scholars have then asserted or established the Shentong system as the ultimate, so both systems are valid in the Kagyu tradition. So there is no contradiction. This indicates that the ultimate view, or the absolute ultimate view, then relates to the union of emptiness and clarity, or the union of empty expanse and awareness.
Karasana rantong kapso toncha semje ne lok toncha tuja tsovar jubare, tsovar tembare, jepare. Yendong kapso toncha tsovar masimba vesar tsovar tembare. Then ne lung tatubati yendong kapye.
So in the Rangtong system, then the empty aspect in relation to the true nature of mind is emphasized and established, whereas in the Shentong system, the luminous nature in terms of the true nature of mind is emphasized and established. So there are two different aspects that are emphasized by these two different systems that then Rinpoche says indicates that ultimately, or in terms of the absolute ultimate, one would speak of the union of the two, clarity and emptiness.
Malare, Sungur chigi yare. Rāntōng tāng 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 kānti yare sāna tāng bō gōmī gōmbā pōyā mī hībā nī dēvukkā tāng yīkī mī hībā pārta sūngbā rā. Dēvukkā tāng yīkī mēbā tēsū rāntōng lōg rā. Yīntōng tāng 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 nāngkī māntōng yīkī tōng sīmchī māntōng sāngjīn tōng sūngbā rā nāngkī mātropā yīkī yōbā tē yīntōng lōg rā. Sungur chigi lā nī tāng bō rāntōng sōng nī bā yīntōng tāng sōng yare.
Now, if one considers the teachings of Milarepa, again one will see that in fact these two aspects or these two systems ultimately must be unified in terms of being able to establish the absolute ultimate. Now, there is a short text on the Madhyamaka tradition which Milarepa gave to, these teachings he gave to Tsiringma. There, in the beginning, Milarepa states that there is no practice of meditation, there is no meditator, and so on and so forth, up to there is no fruition, there is no wisdom, the kayas do not exist, and so on, though in a later part of the same song, Milarepa states that I do not see consciousness, I see wisdoms, I do not see sentient beings, I see Buddhas. That first part then accords with the Rangtong system, and the latter part with the Shentong system. So from this one can understand that ultimately the two must be unified.
This is the first time that the Sankar Chikli Yang, Tango Rantong, Tarnipa Yendong, Tarjusong, Yubasena, Tarpung Garwa Mevatar.
So one can then conclude from these teachings in this song by Milarepa that since he first mentions one system and later on the second, that indicates in fact the two are not contradictory. There is another great scholar of the past, Penchen Shakya Chodin. He states that the activities of listening to the teachings and reflecting upon their meaning relates to the process of developing a definitive understanding of the Rangtong system, whereas the activity of the practice of meditation relates to gaining definitive realization in terms of the luminous nature of mind, which relates to the Shentong system.
Deyang Mantemba Rekweta Naminetenda Vyare Karasana Rantong Lola Sirmatik Petunta Ne Namba Sanje Petunta Oma Tanje Kilin Gakwa Jabare Gakwa Jate Tinitavatin and Bebesena Tisamje Omare Tisamje Oma Yungu. Yendong Kapso Ju Lama Tanjuni Namji Tizu Yen and Gakwa So Mare, Semjin Elo Wesadan, Te Trama Jansor Nenjo Tosotor Tembare, Te Indu Gombanya Minjoma Nisena Yang Degrees.
So this view can then be established through reasoning. Now, if one considers the Rangtong system, that system mainly deals with refuting other systems, such as non-Buddhist systems and the lower schools in the Buddhist system. Seeing that the main activity, so to speak, of this system is refuting other systems that are considered mistaken, one can conclude that the Rangtong system mainly deals with the aspects of study and reflection, and how a definitive understanding is developed through study and reflection.
That
Then, Nikari Kadesan Sushan
Tung. Yen Donga Kapsotini, Tanda, Sentinel of Satan, Tudraji, he wanted to say the sorts of the Baramado, Gakatsu Sonyo Maro, Jilamadaman.
Then there is the Shenton system, which then mainly deals with presenting the nature of luminous mind and how the luminous nature of mind is actualized and how this process takes place in terms of ultimately achieving a complete change of state, that is actualizing the realization of the luminous nature of mind. So we can then see that this system does not deal with refuting other systems. It deals with establishing the luminous nature of mind. Therefore, one can conclude that this system mainly relates to the practice of meditation.
In the karma pa, Jarva Wampo karma pa, the Machuda Jan, the same region Jan to live, Rantong, Tangin, Tongatara, and Kepa Kadere Sena, Manso Nitin Lamba Patang, Samso Nitin Lamba the Kepa Yerison. When a Rantong Lola, Serer Nava Yor, Manso the Serer Janama, Manso Ne, Tin La Pana, Serer to Yor, Manso Ne, Tin La Pana. Nansor Serugi
Nelu.
Serugi or Genelo. Nansor Seno. Serur your Nansor Nitombani, the Tin Pano, same Genelo, te to le lava la gonte, Tambo Nansor Nitin Papa. Serugi your Timber Matter of the Tin Papa. Tene Yendong locked at the Sena, Jilama the Chinin and the Sukumbat at the Sena, Tambo same Genelo, Tin Pano. Tene. Same lesson, now two times they told their lava lagonde, Tambo sent so anything of Pavare Mato, Tatuki by your mother.
Now, according to the seventh Karmapa, Chöta Gyamtso, in his treatise Ocean of Reasoning, then these systems relate to two different aspects. The Rangdong system relates to the objective world, appearances. And how one gains a definitive understanding and realization of the empty nature of appearances, whereas the Shentong system mainly relates to mind itself, relates to explaining how one then can achieve realization of the true nature of mind, the luminous mind. So, in terms of the first system, where appearances, where an understanding or realization of the empty nature of appearances is emphasized, then in terms of that system, masters emphasizing this system would then have the opinion that once there is realization of the empty nature of appearances, that will facilitate the realization of the empty nature of mind. Whereas in the Shentong system, the opinion is different. The Shentong system, its view then is presented in texts such as distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata and so on. Now, there the opinion is different by masters expounding this approach. There it is thought that once the true nature of mind has been realized, then the true nature of all appearances that arise out of the mind will easily be realized. So it's just two different aspects or approaches that ultimately are not contradictory.
The repetition of Europeana Oman Jopatavici in a Kiva Mapati, Josawanti, Deva Nyoka Kiva Mapati, Samantha Nyokola Jarte, Samantha 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 Tenin deva nyoko yang tapar mete wate samudra nyoko lejane tena papare na son tena papare.
If one, for example, considers the Majjhimaka Avatara, which is a treatise belonging to the Rantong system, one can then see through the teachings in this treatise that that approach deals with the nature of appearances. Now, there is one type of reasoning where one examines a seed and its sprout, and in relation to that reasoning, one then establishes the unborn quality in the context of the relationship of a seed and its sprout. So from this, one can then conclude that this system mainly deals with teachings through which one is enabled to gain a definitive understanding of the empty nature of appearances. So the empty nature of appearances is emphasized.
ရင်ချင်းနောင်ခချဒိုင်ရင်တာဒရန်ရင်ညမုံမီစီဆင်တနေလောက်ဝဲဆလာငိုလာဓမ္မမေပါတင်းရင်ဘုတ်ချေပါဆက်တာချက်တာကပိရေအဲတင်းတဲ့အဲတင်းလာဖပါရေငိုဝတ်တဲ့တင်းရင်သူဆင်တနေလောက်လဓမ္မမေပါတေတန်ဘုတ်တင်းနေပါဆိုရင်တင်းရင်သူဆင်ဆိုနေတယ်မှာတာတူညမုံမီတာဒရန်ရင်ညမုံမီရင်ချင်းနောင်ခချဒိုင်ရင်တာဒရန်ရင်ညမုံမီဒါရင်ငမချီခေဆာ
Then there are treatises expounding the Shentong system, such as the Uttara Tantra Shastra. As Rinpoche mentioned previously, there is a verse in that text where it is stated that the true nature of mind has never been altered or affected by obscuring mental states. The true nature of mind is like pure gold, it's like clear space, and it's like clear water. So in this system, then, the emphasis is put on establishing the luminous nature of mind, which, according to this system, has never been altered or affected by fleeting obscurations, that the true nature of mind is primordially pure or pure from the very beginning. Now, if one were to ask which system, Rangtong or Shentong, accords with the Vajrayana, now according to Jiangwen Kongtrun the First, the Shentong system accords to a greater extent with the Vajrayana.
The Jumsen Karasana Sakhinji Kapsu Yang Tava Kepa Kapsu Nyuma Linji Kepa Yehi Se, Kinji Ji Yehi Kye Gore. Zokchenji kapsu ngobukata ke yeki ta rangin hindu ki yeki sin ki ki yore. Ten yendong kapsu tuta ki yeki sin ki pare, di senan tumbo yore. Ma atan tumbo yore.
Laso. Now.
Yendong kapsu tuta ki yeki ki pare na.
No.
Ki pare de ma atan tumbo yore kare. Kare sena sakchenji kapsu nyungma linji ki pare yeki sin ki jute tuta ki yeki ta.
Now, in the Shentong system ultimately speaks of wisdom free from mental fabrication. Now, if one relates that to the Vajrayana approach, for example, in the Mahamudra system, one finds teachings on coexisting wisdom. Or one can look into the Mahārti tradition, which speaks of primordially pure self-arisen wisdom. Here we can see that the way, the ultimate, i.e. wisdom, is asserted in different approaches of the Vajrayana accords with how it's asserted in the Shinto tradition.
Oh, did the last. That did it. So.
There was meant by stone production.
Oh. Yes. Which truth was it now?
Because I think it was not clearly in the of origin in
the Kunjung I Dembagi Nampashi Yorva. The Rabke said it the Karures. Rabke wa.
Rab them pervertin by
Lassa.
Kevan de Nimon at the Kiva Semayan Karasakur Nimon Kiva. Kiva Seme Tinde let a new mobile Tinde Kiva Seme Kiva drop Rab the Tigrava.
Well, it relates to that in dependence upon obscuring mental states in this life, then de la tene
rapte cheva chede chede no
la re in
cheva semeya cheva semele no to
yeah independence upon that obscuring mental states in future lives are produced. So there is a process where these states increase due to the states themselves.
Got it. Then it. Yeah.
I have a question about intuition. How one can understand the process of intuition in relation to the five standards, the eight consciousness,
Could you please, yeah?
By intuition.
Yeah, could you please define intuition so I know what to say?
By intuition, I mean the ability to have a clear insight into events or into things in our life in the first moment of perception before the imitation of.
Ah, you mean a non conceptual state?
Yes, it's non conceptual.
Ah.
And
this intuition is highly developed, it leads to the
ability
of clear mind. So mm-hmm. What does that mean by intuition? How this can be related to five standards for eight consciousness Tome la tene, munche la sopa, jungi ores. Tene tome la tempe, munche, jungwate, kumpunga la sopa, tantrelva karina.
Tome jetene de something you look at of a latente, munchi jorama, to tome, but tanging as in Juma. Quambunanki, gonganaki, tome, tenanki, tayama.
Well, this first moment of non-conceptuality in terms of the process of perception, through that one cannot achieve clairvoyance and so on. It's not sufficient. One, in order to achieve clairvoyance and so on, must accomplish the actual levels of concentration. That then relates to different types of samadhis.
Chetan number matopi yehi te chini namjil sonyere number matopi yehi te matopa nga le dokun number matopi yehi yinko pari.
So, if one, for example, considers non-conceptual wisdom, according to the treatise distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata, then there are five types of non-conceptuality that are not at all related to non-conceptual wisdom, in that they are merely non-conceptual states that do not involve wisdom.
There are five non-conceptual states, according to these treatises, that are not non-conceptual wisdom. They are merely non-conceptual states. The first then relates to the example of a newly born child is given. Now, a very small child that has just been born does not have the capacity to connect a certain word with a certain object. So, in terms of the process where one connects an object with a certain name, that child has no concepts. So, in that sense, it's a non-conceptual state, though such a state is not then equivalent with or equivalent to non-conceptual wisdom.
Dadon denzing je tokwa da trawa sam je number mato bi hi no kima ta te seba la number mato bi hi yo par thar bi chung
ne. Now, if it were true that non-conceptual wisdom merely is such a non-conceptual state, then it would follow that a newly born child would have non-conceptual wisdom, which it doesn't.
Tene yil me zi yanda nda se tokyo lende ba samdi ni ba yinche yendo samdi ni ba yinche la ten tokyo me ba re samdi ni ba yinche yendo tokyo lende ba samdi chan number me to bi hi ma re ti yino samdi ni ba yinche je ngi ndo pa la number me to bi hi ye par tar bi chung.
Then there are different levels of concentration in the realm of form. There are four levels. From the second level onwards, the states experienced are non-conceptual. These non-conceptual states are not non-conceptual wisdom, in that they are merely states free from concepts. These states then do not involve wisdom. Now, if one were to assert that non-conceptual wisdom can be equated with such non-conceptual states, it would follow that beings in these states would have achieved non-conceptual wisdom, which they haven't.
Then somba namdo nyevarikeva, pena nyin thupo kukwatan, gyarva, gyarva so jikalso namdo kendovare, namdo jiriyomare. Nindo kokwata jarva soje kapsu namdo nyevar kevare tende namdo nyevar keva tanje je number mato be yiki mare tino nin thupo kokwata jarva soje kapsu yang number mato be yiki yobar tar bu tun.
Then there are non-conceptual states such as when one falls unconscious or when one is in deep sleep. Now in these states these states are then free from concepts, though that does not mean that they are the same as non-conceptual wisdom.
Dene ngobu tong matobu ngobu yinpa pena penpo meka nam ki tabu wangbu wangpo sukhi mita so nambar mato mato pare mato pa ngogo re namto tani yo ma re tini mato pa ngogo yinpa tanji chan nambar mato pa yiki ji kocho ga ma re mato yiki ji kocho na tini sirir je penpo ta wangpo sukhi mita so nambar mato pa yiki ji kocho ga ma
Then there are the sense consciousnesses that are related to the sense faculty, which is of a physical nature. These sense consciousnesses are non-conceptual. Such non-conceptual states as well are not the same as non-conceptual wisdom, in that they are merely non-conceptual. They do not involve the aspect of wisdom. Now, if one were to assert that these non-conceptual states are the same as non-conceptual wisdom, it follows that